Well, hello, hello, guys. It's Dr. K, and I'm coming to you with another 5-Minute Friday. So you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I am a facial plastic surgeon and specialist. I'm located in Pasadena, California, beautiful Los Angeles, and I love to do faces. So I do surgery for faces, I do injectables and filler, I do skincare. I love faces and beauty. And I'm going to give you a 5-minute tip today. I hope you listen into our podcast regularly on Tuesdays. Tune in when we treat beauty bosses, girls, guys, VIPs, and fun behind-the-scenes look at what goes on in the treatment room. That'll be every Tuesday, and Fridays we give you a 5-Minute Friday. So today's 5-Minute Friday is all about acne. All about acne. Happens to all of us. Adults get acne. Teenagers get acne. It's a very common problem, and I don't know about you, but I myself have gone through a phase of adult acne, and it's very distressing to have lived through that during adolescence, then again in your 20s, and then again in your 40s. So if you're someone who's struggling with acne, the regimen for acne really is quite simple, and I break it down to an excellent wash. If you have somewhere between 10 and 15 lesions on your face, 10 to 15 hot spots, I want to call them. I think that that's enough that you're probably at the point where you need to use a really great acne kit. And you need to use a wash that has benzoyl peroxide base as well as salicylic acid. You can find those over the counter, and a good brand for over the counter would be like a Neutrogena product. You can find a Next Step Up, which would be like a Proactive product. And then you can find a really great physician grade brand, which would be like my skincare line. And the reason that acne products need benzoyl peroxide and salicylic acid is because those are the two proven ingredients that, number one, kill acne, and number two, dry up some of the oil production. So twice a day with a great acne wash, that is one of the foundations. If you break out sporadically, intermittently, like around your period, you get 5 spots, 6 spots on your face, or maybe once a month you're having those problems, then you don't need to use such a strong wash. You would use more of a glycolic wash. So there's a differentiation. You don't need to use things that are really super harsh unless you're a little extra greasy skin or if you have more bacteria prone and heavier outbreaks. So at my age and with my skin currently, glycolic wash keeps it amazing. And I use a 20% glycolic wash. This is my own brand. And I love it because glycolic is an acid that dissolves dead skin bonds. When the skin sits on the surface of your face and does not get removed at a deep enough level, you're going to get comedones. Those are the whiteheads that develop under the surface of the skin. So use your good glycolic wash twice a day. Remove all that dead keratin and skin so you don't get blackheads and whiteheads. And next step is going to be using a spot treatment. So if you're getting lots of breakouts, very important not to do deep picking, probing, and popping. You can definitely see an esthetician or someone who's trained to lance or pierce those with a sharp instrument and gently express plugged blackheads, comedones, and extract, you know, deep stuff out of your pores. But if you're going to do it at home, you need to be very, very super careful to not traumatize the skin. The skin gets scarring when it gets a crush injury. The skin gets pigmentation when you get inflammation from really probing and repetitively night after night squeezing and trying to get stuff out. So if you want to avoid hyperpigmentation and you want to avoid scarring, important to not do too much home surgery. That's right. Leave it to the professionals. Come and see me or see a great esthetician and we'll help you with that. So spot treatments are important. When you get those hot spots, you're going to want to put on a topical treatment like a benzoyl peroxide gel or a topical prescription antibiotic to dry up the hot spots. And I have a great gel that's in my acne kit. It's called Zap It. And it's essentially a very strong benzoyl peroxide gel that has other ingredients that reduce inflammation and shrink those spots down. You can try all kinds of tricks. Things that you've heard of, you know, putting a spot of toothpaste on your spot, on your hot spots, using a bit of preparation H or hydrocortisone based stuff. Those are all really good urban myths and they work. They work when you crush an aspirin tablet and put it on your skin. And the reason those things work is because they're all anti-inflammatory. So salicylic acid that's in aspirin will reduce inflammation, and hydrocortisone that has a steroid in it will reduce inflammation. So there are some topical over-the-counter products you can use to help take away redness, minimize that hot spot before it makes a big red angry thing on your face. Okay, so step one is a great wash. Step two is a spot treatment. What would step three be? It would be prevention. So Retin-A products are the things that mature oil glands. You want to use a Retin-A every night at bedtime, but if you're not on it or you're just casually starting it, remember these products are very drying and you're going to want to use them initially every other night or every third night, because it is a normal process of getting used to Retin-A's that they do tend to make a little bit of dryness, flakiness, and sensitivity. And if you use a great Retin-A like mine, keep referring you to my skincare line just because, yes, I am a little biased, and yes, it is wonderful. And I do a lot of research to make sure these products work. So check out my Diamond Line Refine. That's a Retin-A product that has a ton of green tea and botanicals, very soothing and not irritating, and something that you definitely will be able to use regularly. That's the most important thing with Retin-A products, is you want to be able to use something regularly so you can really derive the benefit of it. All of us have that Retin-A in our drawer from Tijuana or from the dermatologist that's super strong prescription grade tretinoin, and those are amazing, but very few people can tolerate that every day. More often than not, you use that 2 or 3 days in a row and then you toss it back in the drawer because your skin is scaly and inflamed by the end of that. So my goal is to get patients to use a product that they love, use it with consistency and regularity, and make sure it's cosmetically elegant and you love it. So Retin-A works by maturing the oil glands. When you're young, your oil glands, like your soul, are very torturous and very twisty and turny, and they don't drain properly to the surface. So Retin-A is going to give that nice proper drainage, a smooth channel. It teaches the skin to mature. It also exfoliates dead skin so it doesn't plug up those tortuous oil glands while they're maturing. And then lastly, it improves long-term the amount of oils produced on the skin surface. So those are all goals when you're using Retin-A. And you can start with over-the-counter products like Differin. It's available now over-the-counter. Prescription-grade Retin-A's like Tazorac, Adalapine, Retin-A itself, tretinoin, or something cosmetically elegant that's equivalent to that but not going to irritate you, like my Diamond Lime Refine. And there you have it. Those are the top three ways to help treat acne. So it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Number one, a really great wash, either a light one or a heavier one, depending on your breakouts. Number two, a spot treatment to clear away the hot spots fast so you don't get pigmentation and inflammation. And number three, a really great Retin-A so you can mature those oil glands, not break out as much. And then number four, consistency. So do these things every day and you will see results. So there you have it. That's my 5-Minute Friday tip. And thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Dr. Kay Durayraj, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. Kay, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. You can find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. Kay, and my website, same name, Beauty by Dr. Kay, drkay.com. And you can shop free on my website for online shipping free. And happy to have you try my skincare products. I know you're going to love them. So that's it for now. Stay beautiful and tune in next time for our Beauty Bites podcast next Tuesday.